a blessing it is to be here with you and to be up here at camp. It's been an odd year for me in that I was head counselor for a number of years, and then things happened in my life, had to take some different directions, couldn't be up here for a few summers. But I will say I had really great training for this year based on last year when I was with Sister Edith in the kitchen, because the hardest job is definitely hers, and what she does is just amazing. But I'm delighted to be back working with Brother Jeff, so we're going to tag team this year. Brother Jeff will fill in the second week, and I'll be here the first week. But it's so nice to be back with this group of counselors. Last time I was head counselor, some of these young men were still campers, and it's nice to see how God grows up young men to work for Him, and what a joy that is to see. We just sang, From Strength to Strength Go On, Wrestle, Fight, and Pray. And our lessons are going to be about prayer. Brother Jeff and I collaborated over the last couple of months, and we had talked about prayer as a theme. And so we're going to be doing that. In the first week, we'll spend some time talking about what some basic things. What is prayer? It sounds kind of silly. We sort of know what that is. But to really talk about what prayer is, because sometimes when you're very young, you think it's a list, a wish list. And so we're going to talk about that it's so much more than just a wish list. We're going to talk about why it's important, and what does it mean to have communion with God and to wait upon God? And what is it about God's future for each one of those boys that's so important that we need to know? Next week, Brother Jeff will spend some time, really a study in the New Testament about the life of Jesus in prayer and using Him as an example for prayer. So we're very confident that the Lord wants us to go in this way, and we're looking forward to just a wonderful time with the boys. We sang Soldiers of Christ Arise. It just came to me this afternoon. I was just thinking about what to share with you. I had a chance to watch a documentary, or I guess it's a docudrama, perhaps, about World War II. Some of you may have seen it. It's called Pacific, and it follows a group of Marines from their first entry into the Marine Corps, and it's true. Each it follows a couple of different Marines, their real life story, through the battles in the Pacific, and finally to that day of victory. And it's amazing to see what these men went through, especially in the Pacific, the struggles and the battles that they went through. Of course, some of them didn't make it, as we know, and it was probably the most brutal aspect of the war. It was the mindset, being in the battle, not knowing where the enemy is. And the conditions were horrendous. Guadalcanal, we know some of these things and what they had to fight through. It's just amazing. And the camaraderie that then comes out of that, that people who have been through these struggles and these wars, they have these bonds that just no one else really shares, right? And I think for my generation, it would be our parents who went through that. And some of you here may also have been in that in some way or another. But what I'm struck with is that they followed this group of Marines, and they were a disparate group. Some were from the Midwest, some were from down south, some were from Brooklyn. I think the one guy from Brooklyn must have been related to that guy you talked about this morning. tough guys. But they were from all over. And for various reasons, they entered the war. Some of them were to get away from home. Some of them were to make a name for themselves. Some of them were for the just cause of why we were in that war. And in a very similar way, through all our lives, a call has been going out. In a much more profound way, in a much more eternal way, a call has been going out. And there's been a call going out for third period. And the men that I have a chance to work with have answered that call. And just like that guy from Brooklyn, these guys are from all over the place. But they're called. And they've answered the call. And we could take the attitude. I was really impressed by what Brother Keith had said, because Brother Keith has been talking about prayer the last two meetings, and it just ties in so wonderfully. We could sit back and say, well, God's going to do what he's going to do, so let's go fishing. But we're not going to do that. We've been praying for each one of these boys, and in a sense, from a military standpoint, there are 72 souls that may need the Lord Jesus. They all need the Lord Jesus, and some in more ways than others. And God has raised up these men, and God has a call on them and on their lives for this time period. And it, just like in that story in Pacific, it wasn't just the soldiers that were important, but there was a nurse or many nurses that are important. And we have a nurse, Sister Angie, very important call that she has on her life. And there are machinists, and there are carpenters, and there are support staff, and there's kitchen, and just so there's a call. And all of you, and even if you're a guest, there's a call that's going out. And you're answering that call, and I'm so blessed to be able to be part of that at this point in time. God's called us to work and to labor for him. There's a passage I think of often in relation to this, very, you all know it. It's in Joshua 1. It's that call to Joshua. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And the Lord is with each one of us in whatever capacity we're in. And he's with us. And there's a call to go out. It's not just to be blessed, it's to be a blessing. It's to pour yourself out. And so I want to challenge my counselors and myself and all of us to be poured out. And I think of the Great Commission. What are we called to do? I just looked through the Great Commission because as part of the Christian Missionary Alliance, as a church that Diane and I attend, we hear this very often, the Great Commission. But what's often left out in the Great Commission is that very last part, and I just read it to you in Joshua, but it reappears here in the Great Commission. Go therefore, make disciples of all nations. I looked at the list of campers. Let me tell you, we've got them from all nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things that I have commanded you. And then there's that beautiful promise, and lo, I am with you always. And so we are so thankful that God is with us, and he will be with us. And if there's a shawl that I could put around each counselor, a prayer that I could put around each counselor would be this. It's a benediction that I jotted down a long time ago that I just keep it in my Bible just because it's so encompassing. And it's a song, and I would sing it for you, but I'd probably get choked up, so I won't do that. The God of hope be with you, the Lord of love among you, the Prince of Peace reign in you, his mighty spirit fill you. May God himself surround you, and his presence be your joy. So as you pray for us, and you pray for the cottage, would you pray that over us, and we'll pray that over you, and together in this glorious army from all these disparate parts where we come from, we're in for a glorious cause. And let's just look to the Lord in faith, and we're not just going to go fishing. We're going to go in with hope and with faith and expecting God to do great things. Amen.